It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Three.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking it in.
Number five.
All right, so William Barr, the Attorney General, came out this morning, right? And he had his press availability, about 30 minutes, from 8:30 to 9. And then a couple hours later, the Mueller report hits everybody's computer.
Yep.
By way of disk.
They offered members of Congress a CD-ROM version. It's like, what are you talking about?
Right. How do you, what do you do with that? I mean, somebody handed me a CD-ROM right now. I go, oh my God, I got nothing to do with it. Why don't they just put it on vinyl for them? I don't know.
Go to my grandmother's house in her basement.
Floppy disk. Here's a floppy disk. We put this on a floppy disk for you. Did you say that the original one, the original one did not allow for search function?
Yeah.
So you couldn't do Control F to find, you know, like keywords?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I couldn't get to the dirty parts.
I haven't been able to do that on one I downloaded. Maybe I got the wrong one.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I've been looking for stuff using Control F, which is, you know, the best.
Is it working?
No.
Right, because the original one that's on the web from the government doesn't do it.
So.
Now there's people offering you solutions for it. And you know who those people are? The Russians! That's who they are! All right, so here's Jerry Nadler. He's got, you know, he runs one of these, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and he's the guy who's going to be calling all these people up in front of him. And here's what he said.
The Attorney General's decision to withhold the full report from Congress is regrettable, but no longer surprising. Barr has so far refused to work with the committee to provide us with information, the kind of information that has been customarily provided in the past and to which the Judiciary Committee is entitled. These concerns and many others will be addressed when Barr testifies before the committee on May 2nd.
Wait, Barr testifies?
Yeah, Barr's going up.
I thought I knew Mueller was going to be called.
No, Barr is being called up. There's going to be no two ways around it. It ain't going to be pretty when it happens.
I think it'll be more interesting to hear what Mueller says, though. I mean, he's sort of disappeared, right? Here you go. How did you arrive at these conclusions?
Well, he's always like smoke. He's just not really there.
But the question is, he's kind of the color of smoke, too. Sort of that grayish.
He is.
Sort of the, when they call him up, I mean, what is it going to actually result in? You know, that's the part that gets kind of freaky for me, is that I don't like this whole idea of a full impeachment movement and all that. That plays right into Donald Trump's hands. If you're a Democratic operative, you got to think about that, because that helps him. That does not hurt him in any way, shape, or form. If you want to beat Donald Trump, you got to beat him by putting up a solid candidate who's going to point out the flaws of this administration.
Yeah,
and also come up with a solution for a soft landing when things do turn,
and a solution to the issues that people care about,
right?
And that matter. From healthcare to all kinds of things.
Yes.
I mean, you just need to focus on solutions.
Yeah, not. Oh, we're gonna, because impeaching him would be the worst. It's the worst idea of all times. And there's going to be more of that, because Mueller's going to get up there and Mueller's going to go, well, you know, now that I've been thinking about it, the guy really did do a lot of shady crap. All right, checking in at
number four.
Just moments after the report dropped, President Trump expressed his feelings at a Wounded Warriors event.
And they're having a good day. I'm having a good day, too. It was called No Collusion, No Obstruction. I'm having a good day. There never was, by the way, and there never will be. And we do have to get to the bottom of these things, I will say. And this should never happen. I say this in front of my friends, Wounded Warriors, and I just call them warriors because we just shook hands and they look great. They look so good, so beautiful. But I say it in front of my friends, this should never happen to another president again. this hoax. It should never happen to another president again.
Okay.
Did you see Amazon release an audio version of the Mueller report charging $19.84?
$19.84.
Uh-oh. Orwellian.
We should buy that and listen to it.
Books on tape.
Books on tape.
All 448 pages.
just take cuts of it.
You should make your kids listen to it.
Right.
Next
I go
car
to sleep,
trip,
go to sleep every night. Yeah.
Heading out of town for the Easter break. Okay, kids.
How long is it? Do we find out how long it is?
There's got to be.
Go look on the interwebs. There's got to be some piece of it that's already out. Because it's got to be artificial intelligence reading it. Right? It can't be a human.
That's right. That quickly?
They didn't get Tom Hanks to read it. I mean, it takes too long. So it's got to be an AI thing. It's got to be like, you know, Siri or one of those, you know, like Alexa, one of those deals. That's got to be bad.
Yeah.
I don't like her anyway.
Siri, you guys have a bad relationship.
Or even the A word. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, she's like, I ask her to do something. Well, there are a lot of devices named that. Could you be more specific? Oh, I just told you. Turn the bed TV off. There's a lot of bed TVs. No, there aren't. There's one. I'm sorry. I can't do that, Dave. My name's not Dave.
Unbelievable.
I will get to your 3, 2, and 1. But first, Kim is going to calm us all down with the headlines.
The seats at Chicago's Symphony Orchestra will stay empty at least through the end of the month.
Then there's this week on Chicago's Best. No silverware allowed at this table. Chicago's Best is grabbing a tortilla, loads of meat and toppings at Chicago's Best Tacos, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
All right, checking in at
number 3.
On last night's Jimmy Kimmel, Isaac Hempstead Wright, who plays Bran Stark.
Oh,
you know, three-eyed
with
raven.
The eyes.
Yes. Creepy eyes. And he gets pushed around on a cart, that kid.
And he's blind.
Mm-hmm. He was asked about the internet rumor that he is actually the evil White Walker.
Many times. So not the Night King.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
I feel like you confirm that he's not, right? I mean, if he's on the side of the living, unless the Night King is some kind of weird double agent.
Who says the Night King's dead?
Oh, what?
Right? Oh. Help me, HBO.
That is a theory that's out there. I've seen it too.
I've never heard that one, actually.
No? Oh, no. I saw that one. Because his eyes kind of glow all blue, just like the night.
Well, he channels into other beings. So he's actually often spying on the White Walkers to see where they are. It seems interesting.
Yeah, but there's a weird connection there. He's like George Papadopoulos, that guy.
There's a weird connection there because he has made eye contact while being in another being, like a crow, with the Night King, and some weird break happens in that connection. It's fishy.
That's wait, what? Like, do you know what she's talking about? I didn't see the first one yet.
What? No, this is from past seasons.
From past seasons?
When he's jumped into the crow,
yeah,
and the crow locks eyes with the Night King,
yeah,
and all of a sudden Bran comes back.
Classic Night King.
Classic Bran coming back.
But they're saying that the magic that makes his eyes kind of do that is the same magic that that the Night King possesses.
Oh, like to turn dead people into zombies?
Yeah, I guess.
There's zombies in this show?
You don't
watch
it?
Well, that's like what the White Walkers basically
are. Isn't it the magic that made Bran the Three-Eyed Raven the same magic that made the White Walker the White Walker?
Whoa.
That's getting deep.
How about that?
Well, there's that whole mystical side.
Yeah, what about that?
Like the tree people.
The tree people. What about them?
Forest people,
yeah,
whatever
you call. What about the big dude that just keeps, you know, walking around? Where did he come from? Whatever. How did he get a giant?
How does he survive? All the things he's been involved with.
I know.
All the killing on that show.
What about that? What about that dinosaur? The dragon that's dead, but instead of fire, it's electricity. What about that guy?
And he's with the Night King now.
Are the brother and sister still getting it on?
No.
Now here's the problem.
She's moved on.
Now wait a second. I just want to point this out. There's nothing but incest in this show. There isn't. It's hot. It's hot siblings. It's like Pornhub. It's like, oh, it's stepdad, stepmom. What is going on?
Robert Kraft shows up for a second.
The double dragon date.
Right, I'm going to wait for that tomorrow night, or on Sunday night when Robert Kraft arrives. Hey, where's my massage? Hey, mother of dragons, where's my massage? You're a cute one. I'm a big tipper. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number two.
A great-grandmother in Florida, armed with a baseball bat, taught a 300-pound burglar that age ain't nothing but a number.
Mm-hmm.
She's 65. She heard banging coming from outside her Gainesville home. She spotted the 37-year-old Antonio Mosley attempting to break into her car, and then Mosley allegedly charged at her, but then this woman, she had a baseball bat.
He was in his drawers. He didn't have no shoes on, no shirt or nothing. So I grabbed my bat, I braced myself, I eased the door open, I tucked that bat and hit him upside down. Paya! He said, oh! He better be glad I didn't have a gun, because I would have shot him. But this is my gun right here, because I'm going, paya!
I want her on my team. Seriously.
Exactly. Actually, the White Sox could use her. Where's she batting right now? Yeah. We can put her at fifth.
She could be on defense for the Hawks. I don't know, but once she hits a homer and she goes, paya, she's going to get hit with a pitch. So, you know.
That's true. That's a good point. All right, and finally.
Number one.
Check. I'm Jack Kopic. We're talking about Butkus and Sayers. We're talking about Macho Man Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan. We're talking about Rowan Roper. Time for their top five at five.
Chet Kopic, the longtime Chicago sportscaster known for showmanship, has died. Frequent contributor to this radio program over the years, there was nothing that he would not do for the show. Back in 2006... he made a bet on the show in which he predicted that the Bears would lose to the New York Giants. He said if they won, he would wear a thong on Michigan Avenue. Well, the Bears won the game, and he wore the thong.
First of all, the only person, Ro, having a more lousy day than I am is obviously Patty Glavoyevich. But that being said, you know, a deal is a deal, and the fact is, last week on your show, I said you gotta pound the Giants, you gotta hammer the Giants, they were going to beat the Bears. So, like a gentleman, most people were betting heavily that I would call in sick.
Yes.
But being the pro's pro, and also, you know, when you've done roller derby and you've been a pro wrestling announcer and you've done a tractor pull, this is really no big deal.
This has been Rowan Roper's Top 5 at 5. By the way, Ro, I like your show and I like your style, but at the prices you pay, I won't be back for a while.
Chet Kopic was 70.
The top five at five.